variety. Only on Power. And that's what you get on Power Fence Monday 913 with me, Cookie and Preston. Every day from Monday to Friday, you get to interact with yours truly as I take you on a journey like no other. From Afrobeat to Kalindula. Tamanga 913 comes to you from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on weekdays. It's Zed and Afro, only on Drive. Get kooky Saturday morning and your bed is fighting you. So guess what? Zucconi Saturday Breakfast Show is fighting harder. Join me, Viola, your favorite troublemaker, with a microphone every Saturday morning on Power 91.3 FM with free first chance. For the ultimate African music takeover as we count down to the hottest 40 songs dominating the continent. From Afrobeat, I'm a Piano, Quiet Joe, Afro Trap, Afro R&B, Bongo Flavor, and some Afro Fusion. It's Africa's sound in one countdown. No skips, no breaks, just pure African hits. This is more than a countdown. It's the heartbeat of Africa. Welcome to the Afro Top 40.
Candidate Simon Mulenga Mwela gives ECZ 24-hour ultimatum over Kando symbol. There has condemned use of youths in political violence, calls for peaceful campaigns. Crude oil jumps over 3% as Middle East tensions escalate. Former Bafana midfielder Steven Pienaar hints at major Ajax-linked youth project in Africa.
FM News.
With Upfront and We Live News Every Day, I'm Grace Wanji. Independent Lusaka mayoral candidate Simon Mulenga Mwela has issued a 24-hour ultimatum to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to confirm that the Kando symbol allocated to his candidature will remain unchanged. Mr. Mwela reveals that he has formally submitted a notice of objection to the ECZ at Elections House, opposing the proposed withdrawal of the symbol initially allocated to him when he successfully filed his nomination as an independent candidate on the 22nd of May 2026. He argues that changing the symbol after campaigns have begun would be unfair, as substantial resources have already been invested in voter education, campaign branding, posters, flyers, social media content and public engagement linked to the Kando symbol. Ms. Amwila has emphasized that voters have already identified his campaign with the symbol and any alteration at this stage could prejudice both his candidature and the electorate. He warns that if the commission fails to provide written confirmation within 24 hours, that the symbol will remain unchanged and he will seek legal redress to protect his rights and the integrity of the electoral process. In a separate development, the Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHES, has strongly condemned the rising trend of using youths for political violence during election campaigns. ZEHES stresses that youths are the cornerstone of the nation and their involvement in violence jeopardizes not only the country's future, but also the education and dignity. In a statement, ZEHES Executive Director Clarence Monde Muziamba urged political players to prioritize peaceful campaigns focused on ideas rather than intimidation and violence. Mr. Muziamba called on political stakeholders to safeguard peace and national unity by avoiding the exploitation of young people during elections. He further appealed to political parties, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, law enforcement agencies and traditional leaders to take urgent action to protect the youth from being used as tools of political conflicts. In another special development, supporters of Mazavoka independent candidate Gary Nkombo have expressed frustration and are now endorsing Brian Mundawiri for the presidency ahead of the August 13th presidential election. The shift in support came amid a tense altercation between Nkombo's supporters and police following the cancellation of his campaign rally launch. Supporters accused the United Party for National Development of intolerance and undermining democratic principles. They warned that if the UPND's action go unchecked, the party could jeopardize the democratic space and political tolerance that Zambia has maintained since adopting the multi-party democracy. The supporters condemned the police's intervention, asserting that Mr. Nkombo's campaign will not be halted by the UPND. Police officials informed Nkombo and his followers that the campaigns for all independent candidates, including the ruling party in Mazavoka district, have been suspended, a move that supporters labeled as undemocratic and a violation of their democratic rights. Mazavoka District Police Deputy Commanding Officer Stebo Chisonga ordered Nkombo yesterday not to proceed with a rally, citing the official campaign timetable that placed Mr. Nkombo in Nega Nega, not Zambia compound. Despite Mr. Nkombo presenting a valid police permit authorizing the rally in Zambia compound, Mr. Chisonga, appearing visibly unsettled, argued that the event would disrupt peace and cause confusion. He therefore directed Mr. Nkombo to cancel the political gathering. Meanwhile, police officers aggressively disrupted another gathering at Mr. Nkombo's campaign center, firing tear gas canisters and rubber bullets at a peaceful crowd for refusing to disperse. ZESCO Board Chairperson Vixen Mhove has assured Zambians that the country currently enjoys relative electricity stability and is expected to maintain this positive trajectory even after the upcoming general elections. However, Mr. Mhove cautioned that the anticipated Super El Nino weather phenomenon could adversely affect the nation's electricity stability unless consumers invest more in solar energy. In an interview with Pentagon News Zambia, Mr. Mhove emphasized the importance of Zambians investing in solar power and its low demand for photovoltaic equipment, further supported by stable kwacha exchange rate against major international currencies. He highlighted solar investment at the consumer level as a valuable income opportunity through net metering. Mr. Nkube also revealed that Zambia has made significant progress with net metering, successfully channeling a substantial portion of power to industries while ensuring domestic solar during the day and relying on the national grid at night. He noted that net metering has benefited prosumers, those who both consume and produce electricity, thereby promoting sustainable energy use in the country. And energy expert engineer Boniface Zulu has called on Zambians to take seriously ZESCO's warning about the anticipated effects of El Nino on electricity generation and supply. Engineer Zulu has emphasized that ZESCO board chairperson Vixen Mhove calls for citizens to prepare by investing in solar energy and adopting net metering is both real and timely. In an interview with 5FM News, Engineer Zulu said Zambia's energy future is at crossroads and stressed that resilience is no longer the government's sole responsibility. Engineer Zulu is therefore